Good afternoon. We call to order our executive committee's meeting, Newcastle County Council, January 14th, 4 o'clock. Agenda's before us. We have present council members, Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Hollins, Smiley, Cartier, Diller, and Retta. And Anthony DeFerry, our aide, is here. Approval of minutes from December 17, 2013. Mina?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Need a motion to go out of order. Number three, Mr. Saunders will not be here until 4:30, so we need to proceed with the rest of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We will move to agenda item number four, R14-024. Appointing Stephanie Avenger to the Newcastle County Department of Community Services Board. Ms. Avenger here. Would you please be seated?
We're here.
Right there. The resume is before you. Ms. Avenger comes to us qualified. She comes out of, she lives in Councilmember Kilpatrick's district. This is a recommendation that I'm making and would like to hear from her and any questions or comments to her. I think she'd be an excellent candidate for the Community Services Board. Again, her resume is in our package for today. And we have copies. If you do not have a copy, please let that be known. Anthony will provide you a copy of resume for Ms. Avenger. Ms. Avenger, would you like to make a brief statement, please?
Yes. I'd first like to start off by saying thank you to Council President Bullock and all that are here today. I really do appreciate the vote of confidence and the recommendation and also your consideration. I believe this will be a wonderful opportunity for me as a person who is newly relocated to the Delaware area to make an immediate contribution to all of the great things that are going on in Newcastle County. We have certainly enjoyed our stay so far. I've been here for about 18 months now, and I really do appreciate the direction that the county is going in, and I'd certainly like to be a part of that. I come to you by way of Philadelphia, Philadelphia native, and I spent most of my professional career in Baltimore, Maryland. I am a clinical social worker by trade and recently obtained my master's in public administration coupled with that clinical social work background. So I come from a family of public service. My father was a public servant in Philadelphia for several administrations there, and I've grown up around it, and I'm certainly excited to be a part of that legacy and to move things forward from now. So I appreciate your consideration, and I look forward to getting to work.
Before we have comments and questions, joining us is Councilmember Bell, Councilmember Street, and Councilmember White.
Me too.
And Councilmember, my dear friend, Powers. Thank you, sir.
I'm not your friend.
And mine. My dear friend. Councilmember Street. Any comments or questions for Ms. Adams? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You live in my district.
Okay.
I've read your resume, and I cannot imagine that there would be anybody more qualified to be on this board. So I certainly welcome you and look forward to voting for your appointment tonight.
Thank you so much.
Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also want to welcome Mrs. Avenger to the Newcastle County government. I did have an opportunity to see her in action in my district in the city of Wilmington, where she works with the neighborhood planning councils and was present when I was with a group of people representing the Hope Commission with the new Achievement Center that we plan to have in the neighborhood within the next month. I think we want to do something there. So welcome to Wilmington and welcome to Newcastle County. I think it would be a good marriage that you do what you do with the city and then carry that over into Newcastle County. So welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilmember Cartier?
Yes, I see on the resume that you also serve at the Claymont Community Center.
Yes, I was formerly employed there as the counseling manager for their outpatient mental health clinic.
Well, I can see that, you know, you've got a experience in both the city and the county, you know, and I appreciate your service that you rendered at Claymont Community Center, and I look forward to supporting your nomination to our Community Services Board.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments for Ms. Avenger? Well, thank you for your comments, and thanks for coming, and look forward to supporting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for with your willingness to serve.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Agenda item number 5, R14-025, reappointing Miguel Gonzalez to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission. Is Mr. Gonzalez here? I understand from my aide that he's reached out to Mr. Gonzalez several times and we have not heard back from him. Mr. Powers, do you have any?
No, but it's a reappointment.
It's a reappointment.
Okay. He's probably been here before.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He's been before, so.
I don't have a problem.
Councilmember Smiley?
I'll just say, having attended one or two the ethics meetings since Mr. Gonzalez has been on there, that I understand he's not being here. I mean, we've historically made sure we interviewed those new appointees. We haven't really requested others, but he does do an outstanding job. He steps in, previously has actually coordinated the meetings before, but he's very knowledgeable. He stays on top of things, and I think he's an asset in the past and will continue to be.
Okay. Any other comments about Mr. Gonzalez? Okay. Seeing now, we will move on. Agenda item number 6, R14-022. Appointing Christopher Simon to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission and to clarify his status as a council appointee. Councilmember Kilpatrick?
Thank you. This is basically a housekeeping bill that when we first appointed him, the resolution was written as if it was an executive appointment and it was in fact a council appointment, and that has skewed the numbers in who's making the appointment. So this just rectifies the printing error.
I recall that we had some lengthy discussion about that.
We did.
Yes. Any other comments or questions regarding Mr. Simon? Seeing none, thank you. Anything else, Councilmember Kilpatrick?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you. Agenda item number 7, R14-026. Authorizing the county executive to sign the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 ASME and its affiliate Local 459 collective bargaining agreement. I believe Ms. McKinley is here. Helen? There she is.
Okay. I'm going to give Ms. McKinley a break.
Okay.
Acting Chief Human Resources Officer, Mr. President, how are
thank
you?
You. Fine.
But
good
I'll
to
probably
you.
Ask Ms. McKinley to answer
okay.
a tough question.
Yes.
This agreement doesn't have a lot of major deviations from the prior agreement for 459. Excuse me. Probably the major items of concern are highlighted in the synopsis you have, and that is that there is an increase for those members who retire after April 2013 in life insurance benefit, which increases that somewhat from I think it was at $5 and it goes to $7,500. There are two classifications where there is a slight increase in the rate of pay. That's for the electrician, and that arises from a licensing requirement imposed by the state, so that correlates to a licensing requirement. And then the pipe layer position has an increase in the pay grade to an 18H from a 16, and that puts it, that's a negotiated agreement, and that puts it in line with some other like positions. The only other really item of significance is the furlough days, and that's 5 per year for the membership. if you have questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them, or I'll ask Ms. McKinley to help me.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, thank you. Thank you, gang. Agenda item number 8, R14-027. Request the county executive implement both live and delayed broadcasts of all Newcastle County Council meetings. Mr. Wyman.
Thank you. Mr. President, may I ask for the opportunity to address both Resolution 14-027 and Resolution 14-028 together?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
The members of the council and public who's here on this, I want to tell you that I owe a debt of gratitude to fellow members of council that have made some excellent suggestions, whether I read them directly or spoke to them. Penrose Hollins, George Smiley, Janet Kilpatrick, Lisa Diller, Jay Street, Bill Bell, Bill Powers. I didn't get a chance to speak to others, but I want to thank you. First thing, I'm the first one to complain that if something important is introduced, that it gets voted on the same night. Right, Janet?
Right.
That was me.
And Tim, that's right. So people are coming this afternoon. They're coming tonight. We should welcome them to make comments. But I'm going to be announcing now, and I'll be announcing tonight, that it's going to be tabled, because this is important. We need to go back, hear each other's suggestions, and then table it, and maybe reintroduce it in a different form. It's just a resolution. Number two, the cost. We need to know about the cost. And that was a point that was raised in the article yesterday and the editorial today. Following up on those suggestions, I went to the city of Wilmington and spoke directly to John Rago. And my aide spoke to three contractors. I had estimated that the cost would be between $500 and $1,000 a week. John Rago said, you were estimating on the high side, probably somewhere in the middle. That needs to be in there. That fiscal note needs to be in there, a more direct, so we can discuss it with our constituents who are concerned, and rightly so, for the cost factor. I've got 7 years of broadcast experience. We all have some background. I bring mine as well. And John Rago and I worked together when he was with WDEL. There could be outside contractor, but I got their quote more for comparison to what John would have to say. It's John's equipment. It's the city's equipment. They've got the insurance on it. And it would make more sense for them to operate their own equipment. The way that, and this has sort of been an iterative process, the way that I've thought about how it would be implemented would be, for these committee meetings, we have an audio track right now that you can get online later. There'd be, for example, a camera set in the corner, up in the corner with a wide angle, that would be simulcasted with the audio track. When you went onto the county website, you could click either the audio track or you could click a video audio button. So you'd have your choice. That would be the only difference here. It would be delayed, it wouldn't be live. Downstairs, just like City Council does, it would be live broadcast, but also simulcast with the audio track, because you legally only want to have one audio track for legal documentation purposes. And at the same time, the track would be delayed for broadcast, so you can view it if you're not available, and you can click again on the audio track on the county website or on the video audio track. Downstairs, I would envision that there'd be a wide-angle lens set to capture everyone, and then a handheld actual camera person who would, just like CWDEL in there, would focus on the person who's speaking. And Council President Bullock, I want to thank you for your comments, too.
Welcome.
And the comment is, Council President Bullock was correct. There are a lot of people that just want to come in and pontificate, maybe that's a good word, maybe it's not. City Council has addressed this problem very adequately. At 6 o'clock, the public comes in. City Council members are free to go down and listen to the public or not. Their meeting starts at 6:30 officially, or actually 6 o'clock officially, but City Council members tend to come in at 6:30. But we're free to go down at 6 and listen to them. I'm trying to think. George, did you have any? Oh, yes, the title on this. We're the legislative branch of government. We legislate. The executive branch only executes what we tell them to do. It's our contract with whichever vendor we pick. I would think we'd want to pick the owner of the equipment, City Council, and John Riga, who has all that experience to do the broadcasting. So we can change the title. It's just a resolution. It can be introduced, and we can take the county executive out. In fact, again, if I may quote Councilman Hollins, Councilman Smiley,
who I'm said, much older.
Yes, who said, rather than using the word county executive, why don't we just say, request the executive branch of government, essentially implementing what we, the legislative branch, are saying, one done. They're taking our orders. But I think the word you used was collaborative. Mm-hmm. We would collaborate with city, with the executive branch, and us to execute this. And George, have I addressed? Janet, did I get all the points? Have I missed on any of the points?
Well, we had discussed my good side, but I don't have a bad one, so I'm good to go.
Right. And so with that, let me thank all of you again for your comments in writing or in person, and all of them are directly on point.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other comment? Yes, Councilmember Cartier.
I didn't get a chance to talk with Councilman Weiner, and I'll just for the record state that, you know, in principle, I'm not opposed to televising our proceedings on the council floor. I think the question is costs, and, the other observation I would make, you know, generally what I've observed or experienced in the 10 years that I've been here is that, we draw a major public crowd on issues of controversial rezonings generally, and people are going to want to stay and comment on that legislation as it's on the floor of council. So that's generally when we have, you know, the public showing up in a major way to voice their concerns.
Mr. President,
Councilman,
thank you for raising that, because that reminds me something. Two points I wanted to address. When I spoke to John Rago, he asked how long your meetings, because they'd be charging us by the hour, not by a contract or week or whatever. And I said, they're typically, we start at, 7, now 6:30, and we're done by 8:30 to 9:30, except the few times a year where we have a contentious rezoning that it could go to 11 or maybe a few minutes later. He said, okay, we charge by the hour. We're paying for the cameraman, essentially, because everything else is already owned. There is no cost attendant to it. And so it would simply be the agenda that we have, where we have public comment at the end. We would simply shift it to first between 6 and 6:30. And we would be free to go down and listen or not. And John, I almost forgot to read this brief paragraph from the City of Wilmington. From John Rago, Director of Communications and Policy Development, dated today. Councilmember Weiner, on behalf of Council President Theo Gregory, thank you for contacting us to discuss a number of issues related to televised meetings of County Council. Should the Council decide to cablecast its proceedings, City Council would be happy to assist you in working through the logistics of a live broadcast originating from Council chambers. It is doable and possible to televise live within a reasonable cost. City Council has the staff and equipment in place to assist this effort, would be willing to discuss details with you and all others who will be part of this process. You have mentioned an annual cost of approximately $52,000 to produce televised meetings. We feel that number is in the ballpark, but could be on the high side. Once County Council determines its path on this issue, we stand ready to be of assistance and work through the details. That's the end of it. Just one other thing that I did want to add, and through the leadership of our council president, there is a televised room for their committee meetings. If we ever chose to have them live, we would have that option through the beneficence of the city and the contract we negotiated, or let's say we have an important one, that we could go downstairs and be televised live as well as the delayed broadcast from using this room. It would simply be an option.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any comments or questions for Mr. Wyman? Seeing none, we will move forward. Point number, yes, Councilmember Smiley, Councilmember Street.
Just so I'm clear and upfront with everyone, I have a lot more to say, but it will be when the appropriate legislation is in front of us for proper discussion and debate.
Point well taken.
I don't want to come up and start to say something and say they thought I didn't have anything.
Right. Don't want to be premature. Councilmember Street, my dear friend.
Overall, will of council be the will of council. I give deference to Clark Gable with this. But the question I do have is, as proposed, are you proposing to televise public presentations? As proposed, are you proposing to now eliminate public presentations during regular session as we currently do in terms of the opportunity for the public to address each ordinance and resolution? And are you proposing to reduce the time for public presentation, public concerns, solely from 6 o'clock to 6:30? The only time the public would have the opportunity to present would be during that 1 hour time frame, as proposed. Those are three questions I have.
Right. Mr. White, do you want to respond?
Sir.
It follows Mr. Street.
Mr. Street.
And the fourth question is, I understand the cost for the cameraman, but those cameras are expensive. They have to be maintained. And sooner rather than later, it's going to have to be, I would assume, some agreement as relates to maintenance. And as you go forward, if this is approved, replacement, repairs, that kind of thing. So I don't think that whatever the cost for a cameraman for a particular time is would be the sole cost.
Before you respond,
yes.
Mr. Tackett is here for the record.
Thank you. Apologize if I don't remember all four of the questions, but let me address the last one first. In my conversation with John Rago, who had speaking on the authority of City Council President Theo Gregory, we were going to be charged on an hourly basis. We won't know till we see the contract. They're not going to jump the gun to give us the contract in advance, but we would simply be paying for an hourly rate for a cameraman. So the cost of the cameraman would factor in the long-term cost of equipment as it needed repair, but we wouldn't be co-sharing on those maintenance costs, as I understand it.
And I'm disrespectfully suggesting that maybe it's not thought out that well at the moment, because if I'm there, I wouldn't just give it to us. They have to be maintained, and they're very expensive. So now you replace them, we're using them half the time. I would automatically want to assume that we were half responsible. And I understand what you're saying now, but just common sense going forward, I think there'd be a difference.
Yeah, from what John Rago said is we wouldn't be using the equipment. It would be, and he insisted that it be his camera people that would use it exclusively, because they're the ones that are insured. May I move on to one of your other questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. What were they?
had to do with whether or not the public would be televised, whether or not the public would be limited to the time period suggested from 6 to 6:30, or would the public still have an opportunity to speak on individual ordinances, resolutions, etc.
Thank you.
In your arena, I'd say ask and answer, but go ahead.
Right. It's my thought, speaking only for myself, that council format would remain the same, but the will of council be the will of council. I have heard that before. And the current rule is that each person has 3 minutes to speak, and we speak as we deliberate until the body as a whole said it's time to cut off discussion, but everything else would stay the same. The only suggestion I have, speaking only for myself, is that we would move the last item on the agenda to the first, and that would be discussions. Only looking at city council, that seems to work well, where the public comes in between 6 and 6:30 to speak, and all of us, that's when the official meeting starts. But the flag ceremony, those of us that have been there know that the salute and everything takes place at 6:30, but the public comes in, they speak, and the meeting's on, and council members can come to that part or not. They can choose not to come to that part. The half hour time is just my thought. It seems to me that that allocation time would be sufficient for the amount of time that the public speaks currently at the end of the meeting. It tends to be less than a half an hour, but the will of council would be the will of council. If that's, you know, I'm only coming up with a suggestion that works well for city council. It may not work for us.
Ms. Street.
Well, you know, I love the city, and I like working with city officials, but I'm not fond at all of the way that beginning of council meeting is structured.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, as you said, there's some council members that don't come,
mm-hmm.
and basically far too often you have members of the public talk to themselves. And the city's non-responsive.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to listen, so therefore nobody's accountable. I just am not fond of it.
I see.
The other is, if you're going to change things, then you're going to be, I think you need to go be going, beginning of the year is a good time to change things, so forth and so on. The way you have the meetings and public recognition structured now, somebody who wanted to be mischievous, like folks who like to tie a school board meeting, under the rule, could tie a council meeting on one resolution for all night long. All you need is enough people to speak for 3 minutes, and you can't transact any business. And if we're going to change rules, regulations, procedures, I think we need to close that door.
Okay. Not
that I've done that before.
Right, and thank you for your thoughtful comments. Again, speaking only for myself, is there's a balance between freedom of speech and curtailing it, and I would urge us to stay with the working model we have, and I certainly would say, just based upon your thoughtful comment, keeping the discussion at the end would be fine too, or maybe we would do it both ways. Some people may not want to stay that late. They may prefer to speak at 6. It suits their schedule better. They have children to put to bed, so they have a choice of either going earlier or late, knowing that if they're earlier, council members may not be there until.
They'll never get up.
To me,
yes,
I just think it's disrespectful to allocate a time when council is actually not in session and council members are not present.
Point well made.
If the public wants to talk to council, they should be able to talk to council and not stand there at the podium talking to a Durham wall.
Point well made.
Or talking to the camera. That's well, just.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Street. We have two other comments or questions. Councilmember Powers, Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you. Yeah, I got a major comment. And Councilman Bell and I both. Where is this broadcast? And we need, before I vote on anything, I need to know where it is, because if it's Comcast, pretty much there's 39,000 people south of Canal and only 10 or 12 that live in the towns that are on Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
It, majority of our district probably would never get anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I can support spending that money if there's nobody's going to see it in my district.
That's a really good question. Speaking only for myself, it would be my suggestion, Councilman Powers and Councilman Bell, that it be online at www.nccde.org under the County Council link, as well as on Comcast and Verizon. But that way, someone that doesn't get Comcast and Verizon, like many of your collective constituents, could simply go on the county website to the County Council link. And that it would be cross-linked not only to the County Council page, but also cross-linked to... Let me just finish, please. Cross-linked to other...
He never called on you.
Right.
You're in my time.
And that's the way it would be on TV.
Yeah. This might be a reason not to do it.
I suggest we set a whole meeting.
Because, I would like for you to come and try to watch something on your computer in my house and see how well it works.
Point well said.
It won't work.
Okay.
You'll be downloading it for 2 days.
Okay. Councilmember Tackett. Councilmember Street.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, and Councilman Powers actually stole the first part of my question because that was my concern, too. If you're going to spend, combined taxpayer dollars, that, benefit has to be available to all taxpayers. You can't have a selective group there, whether it be the Comcast or the Verizon or whoever or somebody else. And I'm going to defer quickly because I'm only going to make some very quick comments. As Councilman Smalley said, let's just say the lion's share of the comments for when we're actually dealing with the legislation. But I don't know how we're going to incorporate back in if the televising, if we didn't separate out the public comment, which I don't agree we should be doing because this is, when you bring the public in, are they going to have to sign waivers to be on TV? Or, are they going to have to be told ahead of time they're on TV? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of questions, and that's not for today.
Yes. May I? Thank you. Currently, when... and I'm not in my legal capacity, but when you come to a public arena, you legally waive your right to privacy. It's a legal fiction. So when you're speaking publicly, you have no expectancy that it won't be televised by WDEL or by someone with a phone and posted to Facebook or anywhere else. The comment about... not being able to get on a website or Verizon or Comcast not only applies to Newcastle County, but it applies to everything. And I would welcome joining Councilman Bell and Councilman Powers going before the commission that is supposed to, as part of the license to Comcast and Verizon, wire up all of the houses, farms, and that don't make money for them but lose money. But they're in violation of their license, and every time that's brought up, they get an extension. So I think we all should be concerned about that.
If there's any... Thank you, Mr. Street, it's going to be the last comment.
If you're bringing it forward because you think if I get mad, I'm going to keep my shoes on, that ain't going to work.
All right.
That was my comment for when the legislation...
Thank you, Mr. Weiner, and thank you, Council, for your conversation. It was healthy, and when you reintroduce the legislation, we'll debate it and exhaust it at that point. But thank you. We do have some serious legal matters to address today as relates to agenda item number 10. I need a move that we go into executive session for purposes of legal strategy. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thanks everyone to please leave except my aides and legal counsel. Please come. And no votes were taken. Mr. Saunders, please have a seat.
I get the big chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Mr. Saunders, R14023, appointing Scott Saunders to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission. Mr. Saunders, would you like to briefly, we have to be downstairs at 6:30 and we thank you for your patience. We ran into some heavy discussion, but just give us a brief overview. We know your resume is in our package, but just share with us some things about you.
Well, first, Council President, I'm honored and deeply humbled for being invited here today. A little bit about myself. Married, two children, resident of Middletown, currently employed as a Middletown police officer. Been in law enforcement 23 years, veteran in the United States Army. And, you know, just trying to do some work to better our the world we live in. So I'm eager to get ready and work with the team.
Become highly qualified, highly recommended. Mr. Powers, district. Mr.
Yeah,
Powers, would like to say a word.
I didn't know if you were coming. I already said it.
Well, I actually went on duty 5 this morning, went off duty 4 this morning, and I'm here. So I appreciate your patience with me.
Thank you. Council, you have any comments or questions for Mr. Saunders? Look forward to. Yes, Mr. Street.
I think you'll serve, do a great job, and if patience is any indication, he was outside when I went out and when I came back too, but he was waiting. Very calmly, so you really want to do that.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Son. Any other comments or questions?
Well, I just want to commend you for your patience, because the job you're going to be doing requires a lot of patience. diversity doesn't move very quickly, as you probably know, but anyone who's been in this business deserves my appreciation for the hard work that's in front of you. So thank you.
I appreciate that, sir.
And welcome to Newcastle County Diversity Commission.
Thank you.
Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you for volunteering your service. And I just want to leave you with this thought. I think for members of this government, speaking for county council as well as executive branch, you know, having a government that represents the people we serve is a core value. And we need your assistance as a member of the Diversity Commission to help us enact that core value.
Councilmember Bell.
I think one of the things that really comes to light in my mind is that we've struggled in certain sections, parameters of public safety with diversity. To have one that lives and breathes public safety day in and day out and understands will be an asset to our diversity commission.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Anything else? Thank you so much again. Thank you for your patience and we look forward to it. Thank you, serving us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Is there a motion? Other, anything on the other?
We need to go back to 7.
Yeah.
And I want to thank the council for your excellent job today.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Stay hungry. Thank you.